Well, we talked on our live show today with a civil rights historian about where the Gina 6 case kind of fits into the civil rights movement.
You know, tens of thousands of demonstrators traveled to Gina late last month to protest the legal system's treatment of six black teens accused of beating a white student. And many of the protesters, well, they were college kids and getting on buses from thousands of miles away across the country to join the rally. One of them was Femi Onabanjo. Did I say that right, Femi?
Yeah.
All right. You're 19 years old. You go to Clark Atlanta University, which is a private, historically black college. Before you went to Gina, Femi, were you an activist? Would you consider yourself an activist?
No. Before I went to Gina 6, I was just a regular college student, just involved in like some community projects here and there. But overall activist, I wouldn't consider myself as.
So what made you get yourself involved on a bus and travel all the way to Gina, Louisiana?
Well, to tell you the truth, my father signed me up to join the SDLC, the Henry County District. And prior to that, I heard about the Gina 6 case. But just like many things we hear, I kind of just put that in the back of my mind saying that, oh, it was probably already solved. But then later on, my school had a function, and they had a little open floor about the Gina 6 case, talking about it was still going on and how that the six men that were in prison and the whole story behind it. And to me, I'm thinking, this happened in 2006, and it's just getting even bigger and bigger over here in 2007. So I was like, okay, this doesn't sound right. So after my dad signed me up, they told me that they were going to Gina. And I was like, they're going? Then I'm going too. I mean, I can't like just sit by anymore and like, see an injustice like this undone. Cause I thought we live in a world where it's supposed to be equality, justice, here and there. But after hearing about this, I'm like, are we moving backwards to where the civil rights movement was all about?
Femi, you go to Clark Atlanta University, which is a private, historically black college. Was this something that everybody was starting to talk about on the campus before you went? Was it just the main topic of conversation?
Let's see. I'm a sophomore there now, so last year when I rolled there, I didn't hear anything about Gina 6. Stuff I heard about maybe was about people marching to Washington, D.C. when they were trying to renew some acts. And then you hear rumors about they're trying to reverse Brown versus Board.
How about this time though? How about this time right before you went on the bus just recently? Had it become a big deal?
Right when I was going, I heard like rumors talking about, oh, we trying to get a bus in Morehouse and the AUC trying to get together to get buses to go down to Gina 6. Now when I heard that, I was like, yo, that's great, because I heard people are throwing buses, but they're like expensive, like $80 to go. But then when I hear Morehouse and them are throwing it and it's supposed to be for free, that's when I realized, okay, we're making a movement right here, because we're getting students who are involved, and this affects students trying to get down there and show our support. And not only when we got there did we see our HBCUs, we also saw the people from North Carolina, people from Florida, Alabama. I was like, man, this is wonderful, just seeing all these colleges coming down here for the same cause.
When you got to Gina, how did the residents of the town receive y'all?
Well, our bus got there Wednesday, and I believe the majority got there Thursday. But when we got there, we went to a church, and everybody over there was in a friendly atmosphere because, you know, they were the one being mainly affected by it. But when we actually went to the rally, I really didn't see many people in the residential Gina, but the ones that I did see were, in fact, racist. As in,
why do you say that?
Because there was an actual white lady that was yelling at us, talking about get out of town. This is our town. This is Gina. Y'all don't belong here. This ain't y'all's problem. Go. We don't want y'all anymore. We don't want y'all here. And when I was hearing that, I was like, is she actually just being racist to us? Because I'm not used to seeing just open racism like, yo, we don't like y'all. We hate y'all. Get out. I usually see it like, you know what I'm saying, it's hidden or something. Because when we were walking.
Yeah, if I was a racist, that would be the day I would hide it. Not the day when there's 20,000 college
like,
kids
oh,
there.
Oh, she's bold. This yelling at a whole march of black people. I'm like, wow, you are brave.
Femi, did you? I mean, like everybody, I'm sure you've seen all kinds of footage of people during the 1960s civil rights movement and these very, very kind of heart-wrenching scenes of people marching and having fire hoses turned on them and that sort of thing. Was there any part of you that when you were walking around Gina in this big group of people felt like, I'm living out some part of this in 2007?
Yes. When I was marching, I really felt like, yo, this is another civil rights movement. I felt like I was walking like I'm little mini Martin Luther King Jr. Because I also felt when I went, I wasn't just by myself, but the people who couldn't come with me, they said, I'll be there, family. We'll be there in spirit. You're going to be our voices. So me marching as a single person, I felt like I was carrying at least 20 people with me when we were marching, saying our chants about set the six free, let Jenna six free. And I feel like I wasn't the only one that felt that.
So, Femi, how do you think all this energy and this momentum about the Jenna six and about talking about civil rights will continue? Because people have short attention spans, and sometimes an issue like this might be really hot for a few months and then fades off.
Right, right. That's how I feel about it, shouldn't it? I feel like that Jenna was the actual push to get us rolling, but it's up to us as not only young people, but as a whole race to keep the momentum flowing. Because like you said, a lot of people feel, okay, it's the hype at the moment, but then again, it's going to die down. It's up to us to actually keep it going and to actually give it the momentum so we can actually start creating more organizations, getting more involved in the community, be more proactive instead of just reacting to all these situations that occur.
So get out in front of it is what you're going to do rather than just wait for the next bad thing to happen?
Exactly.
All right, Femi. Femi Onabanjo, 19-year-old college student, Clark Atlanta University, went to the Jenna 6 marches. Thanks, Femi.
Oh, you're welcome.
Study hard.